As they say, the truth is out there, but sometimes we just need to find it. As you know, I always try to link my commentaries to a theme and try to do so from a neutral or public affairs perspective that lies at the heart of the mission of my college. That theme today relates to our nationally renowned and much heralded graduate public affairs reporting program, but it may take me a minute to get there. On top of an ongoing COVID pandemic, a still confusing response, a mixed-up political world, and a new standard of truisms, and a terrible winter storm that we are only now emerging from, what more can happen? Indeed, the Midwest and South seem most impacted, and as of this commentary, I think it's clear that Texas seems to have borne the brunt of this winter weather. Snow, where it has never snowed before, and freezing temperatures that set records, and breakdowns of all sorts of infrastructure resulted. I feel so bad for Texans and others affected by the severe weather. Only now does recovery seem in sight. From a public affairs perspective, and seen through the lens of the many disciplines in the college, be that environmental studies on climate issues, public administration on public services and finance, public health on sanitary and water systems, or political science on policy and political responses. There is only one area of study that has jumped out to me. That is our public affairs reporting program. This program trains students as reporters and helps them focus on coverage of important public and political issues and keeps readers, viewers, and listeners informed on public events and actions. Why is my focus on public affairs reporting when the weather has wreaked havoc on the state of Texas and so many other areas covered by programs in the college? How does public affairs reporting emerge as an important theme in view of the other areas of need represented in our program areas? Well, what happened in Texas over the past week in terms of journalistic integrity and reporting must be placed on center stage for all to see. Many segments of the media, and in particular, many government officials in Texas, twisted the truth and reality and responsibility to further confuse Texans and the rest of the nation. I'll provide a short recap and then get to my point of concern I think that we all need to reflect on. Freezing weather came to Texas. It was record-setting and devastating. It paralyzed transportation and services and threatened people's lives. In the final analysis, Texas was not prepared. In particular, public utilities were not prepared. The reality was gas pipelines froze, coal-fired plants shut down, and nuclear power was also affected, and wind turbines were stymied in the cold air. All of these realities were a perfect storm. No one can blame anyone for the weather, but why wasn't Texas better prepared? Heck, Illinois, the Midwest, and the Northeast handle this type of weather on a regular basis. We get a clue if we look at two factors that perhaps led to this situation of utility failures and blackouts. A, Texas goes their own way in providing electric service to citizens. They do not belong to the so-called national grid, allowing sharing and redirecting of power from one area of the nation to another when in need. And in previous winter events, Texas was warned about the need to upgrade all their utility distribution systems against harsh weather. That was back in the 1990s or so. Because of the cost and imposition on power, gas, and other providers, they did not winterize. Both of these policy and political decisions, in retrospect, failed. Elected and appointed officials at the time and since hold some responsibility for the catastrophic events of the 2021 storm. Those are the facts, easily gleaned from reporting past and present government reports, environmental assessments, and other outlets. That is the truth of the history of the regulatory and political decision-making made by Texas government leaders. Although wrong and short-sighted, there is no escaping from those decisions. Yet, the state's political leadership has tried. That is my point in this particular piece. I will steer away from whatever political context you may want to add to this story. I'd like to stay focused on the truth. As you have heard, Texas officials and many media outlets, like Fox News, have blamed the Green New Deal, the over-reliance on wind power or solar power, although that happens to only be 20% of the power in Texas, and other federal government, quote, policies. They have attempted to shift blame and responsibility by stretching the truth and worse. Okay, I won't get carried away, but the point I am stressing is that facts matter and truth matters. Presenting the facts and reporting those facts is crucial. We need information to make decisions about business expansion, environmental decisions, health care, and regulatory actions. As important is to hold our public officials and those that report on them accountable to the truth. The so-called reporting on the real cause of this power crisis was disturbing. The inane reporting that somehow Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is to blame because of policies that are not even enacted yet is misleading at best. The reason for this winter calamity in Texas was the unexpected weather and regulatory decisions that favored gas and power providers and pushed cold weather insulating recommendations under the table. Many will say those regulatory decisions resulted in overall energy savings for regular customers over the decade. But it now leaves those same citizens holding the bag when catastrophic weather hits. Where are the savings and wisdom of those decisions when now some customers face $15,000 monthly utility bills? And by the way, who will likely bail out Texans in the short term? Yes, you and me and the American taxpayer. My point is not so much about the crisis itself, but it's the reporting of the crisis. How can Fox News and other news outlets deflect from the simple reality of bad weather and short-sighted regulatory policies? Accurate and unbiased reporting is needed now more than ever to inform future policy decisions and guide government actions. On the political front, everyone is concerned about optics and winning, no matter what. In the truth, takes center stage. Don't misconstrue this as an endorsement of CNN or NBC or other outlets. What I am presenting is an argument for citizens to seek out the truth. It starts by getting news from different sources. A story in the Washington Post will likely be different from a story in the Wall Street Journal. What you watch on Fox will be very different from what you see on CNN. Finding the truth shouldn't be that hard for American citizens, but sadly, it is. Seeking multiple sources and websites and views is necessary today to reveal the truth about political events and governmental decisions. And perhaps, most important, it's not about anyone trying to change your mind. It's about hearing every side and then deciding for yourself. In essence, the truth is out there. We just have to work hard to find it. For the sake of democracy and this nation, we must. I would highlight our PAR program and its students as one important way to do that. Oh, and so too is your local NPR station.